There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to bring up whatever you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Derek J. says, don't stay in school. If we get the chance, I think we should talk about that because your article has stirred up some controversy, as you might have expected. Our toll-free number here tonight, of course, 855-453. Ian, Derek J. and Mark all in the studio here tonight. And don't forget to visit Derek on his website, derekj.me. Derek, what will folks find there?
Oh, well, you'll find a copy of this letter and the follow-up from... you know, what happens when you suggest to family members that they drop out of school? It was not very pretty. Sometimes your parents get upset. Sometimes
your parents saw the article.
Oh, yeah, they were very upset.
All right, yeah, I definitely want to talk about that. So DerekJ.me, you can get more Derek J. in written form, in video form, and also audio form, because you are the host of several different shows. But more recently, you've relaunched one of my favorites, Flaming Freedom.
Yeah, I don't know how much I can talk about it on these airwaves, but it's a show that focuses around gay sex.
Well, that's not all, but, you know, it's not something
that's pretty much it. Now that I've taken over the show, that's what it's about.
It seemed to loosen up a little bit in its second week as far as the topics that y'all covered, but you are not afraid to go into the details of sexuality, which I think is very interesting.
That's right. I find it to be liberating. It's a part of humanity that we all share, and we can't really talk much about. So
I'd like
to do that.
On Flaming Freedom. So go and get it over at DerekJ.me. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about anything you want. Derek, I know you wanted to talk about a guy who is in prison who somehow was able to post to Facebook. Now, I don't know how you managed to do this from inside prison, unless you are being smuggled an illegal smartphone, perhaps, in the prison cell, or you are asking someone on the other end of an email or a phone call to actually update a Facebook feed for you. So what happened here, Derek?
Let's find out.
He's in trouble.
Yeah. Kate Nibbs reports at Gizmodo.com. Headline, prisoner got 37 years in solitary for Facebook posts. In South Carolina's prisons, an inmate who secretly writes Facebook posts about missing his family can be punished the same way as one who rapes a cellmate. Hundreds of inmates.
I don't think raping a cellmate is going to get you 37 years in solitary. Speaking as the only person here who's been in prison, state prison, I think that's how it's outrageous, the idea of 37 years. What would happen in a Florida state prison is that if you raped a cellmate and you got somehow caught at this, and it's not like that happens too often, then you would be taken to the county jail. You'd be charged, and for sexual battery, you'd probably get something like 5 to 10 additional years. You got to remember, it's difficult for people to feel too bad about convicts getting raped, and so they, you know, give you 5 to 10 extra years or something like that. And you wouldn't spend any time in confinement necessarily. It's just another charge with additional time.
So instead, this is an administrative decision by the jail to punish this individual.
No jury, no judge, no nothing.
Right.
I've had these situations. I had one disciplinary report while I was in prison. I did have it overturned, but I had I was found guilty of something that I clearly explained to these people I didn't do and couldn't have done. Like they were clear on that. It was obvious to them. They're just like, you did something, so we're going to charge you with this. So there's no doubt that this this is a messed up system.
Well, the reality is, Mark, that hundreds of inmates are being handed down indefensibly harsh punishments for using social media, including one man, Taheem Henry, who was sentenced to over 37 years in solitary confinement for writing 38 Facebook posts.
Wow.
In addition,
37 years for 38 posts doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you would think it would be 38, but yeah. I don't know. I don't get it. In addition to almost four decades of solitary confinement, Henry lost 74 years of canteen.
Oh, man.
Phone.
What?
And visiting privileges.
Visiting privileges? I thought that was... I didn't think they could take that away from you.
His case is extreme, but he's not the only one. The Electronic Frontier Foundation discovered over 400 cases over the past 3 years where inmates were disciplined for using social media as level one violations, the same as rioting, homicide, hostage taking, and a host of much more violent and serious transgressions.
It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, I'm bewildered by this, given that, you know, Derek J., you and I have not gone to prison, as Mark has done, but we did go to jail. We went to the Keene Spiritual Retreat, as we like to call it here, the county jail in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. And you and I both blogged from jail. Facebook posts are generally fairly short, but we were writing hundreds and hundreds of words in blog posts every few days or week or whatever, and the jail certainly knew it. I mean, they were well aware that some of the guards would actually comment on the blog post. So that, for us, was no issue whatsoever. I just don't even understand what is the violation they're alleging here. You're not allowed to speak to someone, to give a message to someone, to give another message to outside of the jail?
Well, it's not illegal here, Ian, but the Electronic Frontier Foundation looked into the reasoning behind these long sentences. What they discovered, the sentences are so long because the South Carolina D.C., and I imagine that's the disciplinary corrections or something.
Department of Corrections.
Yeah, okay. Right. Issued a separate level one violation for each day that an inmate accesses a social network. An inmate who posts five status updates over 5 days would receive five separate level one violations, while an inmate who posted 100 updates in 1 day would only receive one. Makes a lot of sense, right?
No.
In other words, if a South Carolina inmate caused a riot, took three hostages, murdered them, stole their clothes, and then escaped, he would still wind up with fewer level one offenses than an inmate who updated Facebook every day for 2 weeks.
God. I'm sorry to laugh. It's just so absurd and
it's
so
absurd.
Outrageous.
This is what's happening to a man's life.
Yeah. I mean, and what say does he have about it? It's an administrative decision. They've just decided that, well, you get no privileges. You're going to solitary. You don't get access to visitors. You don't get, the book cart. I mean, they're taking away everything he could possibly have to tie him to humankind, which is, of course, torture. I mean, they're literally torturing this man because he posted to Facebook. I mean, I think it's important to really focus on what this is.
Yeah.
When you take away a human being from other human beings' contact, that's what solitary confinement is all about. They will mostly go crazy.
Yep, there's study after study after study. You don't have to cut people's fingers off or make them chew tinfoil or shove bamboo shoots underneath their fingernails or, drip acid in their eyes to torture them. You can torture people mentally, and one of the easiest ways to do that is to keep them in confinement. Another way is to deprive sleep. These are all torture methods. I'll admit, I would rather be deprived of sleep for 3 days than have my finger cut off or something like that. Sure, I'm not claiming that there's not lesser and greater forms of torture, but the simple fact is it's all torture.
More from the story here. In Henry's case, a right-wing blog called Charleston Thug Life had pointed out his Facebook posts prior to his punishment.
So someone snitched him out. That's what you're saying.
His blog. Not entirely clear on that. I guess that is the case. Yeah, perhaps the pressure to crack down on Henry's illicit posts contributed to his nearly four-decade isolation punishment. After documenting Henry's habit of illegally posting to Facebook, Charleston Thug Life posted an update celebrating how South Carolina prison system now takes the blog's recommendations of who to investigate.
This sounds like the equivalent of Stop Free Keene, a local group of busybodies who relishes in the extra punishment of the people they consider to be bad folks. Now, what was this guy in jail for originally? I might have missed that detail. Did you share that?
I have not discovered the original sentence or punishment.
Does it really matter?
No, it really doesn't matter. I mean, look, it would be one thing if he were using Facebook to threaten people. Like, if he were in his jail cell.
To coordinate an escape or something like that.
Yeah.
He beat a man to death.
Well, not a good guy, but people change over time, and, you know, he should be able to communicate with folks.
It's not a good guy. I don't think that that particularly matters. This is your prison system that represents you putting a man in solitary confinement for 37 years.
It doesn't represent
me.
I don't do that.
Well, that's what they're claiming.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here tonight. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products. Furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to bring up anything you want here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Derek J's advice to his little sisters is don't stay in school. Apparently your parents weren't so happy about that, Derek J. Well,
but it's great advice.
Well, we'll get into that here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE is the number. And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, don't forget that you can get your cryptocurrencies at expresscoin.com. It's the best choice, whether you're getting Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin. They have a couple of other options over there. Whatever your cryptocurrency of choice might be, you can get it at expresscoin.com. They make it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. The fees are really quite low. They're a licensed money services business. You can use a check or money order. Just go to expresscoin.com and get started there. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can even do it from your smartphone by downloading the app at expresscoin.com. Make sure you use the coupon code FTL, and if you get less than $40 of the cryptocurrency of your choice, you pay no fee at all. So it's less than $40 with coupon code FTL at expresscoin.com.
All right, so our toll-free number is 855-453. You bring up anything. Chris Kringle is on the line calling from the North Pole. Chris Kringle, a.k.a. Pete in California.
Doing?
Hello, Pete.
This is Chris Kringle. I'm calling
Chris Kringle. Go ahead.
I think I'm going to reach through the phone and punch. Oh, can't say that. That's not appropriate. Now, look, anyway, I have a comment about that guy in prison on Facebook. You know, thank God for a few people that are in there that aren't afraid to be activists. But, you know, I think that it's ridiculous that they gave him so many extra years. And, you know, I think that this should be a wake-up call to law enforcement and government people, because the more evil things they do to people that are nonsensical, you know, the more bullets are going to be flying back at them when people have nothing to lose. Within 3 days of the trucks not showing up to bring food to fast food, or the water turning off, or the grid, or whatever the calamity might be, they're dead. You know, and you know what? What are they going to do when their pay source is cut? Are they going to still be prison guards and say, "Oh, we're doing"?
Well,
it
if
for the
prison guards,
of...
I was in prison. I came up with a scenario. If the society collapses, the prison guards are going to go through and shoot all the inmates before they go elsewhere. I mean, those aren't the you don't want that competition out there looking for food sources and that sort of thing.
Necessarily. Supposedly they'll gas level 3 and 4 yards and stuff, but you know what? The people,
what?
You know, they'll
gas level 3 and 4 yards.
I was at a level 3 prison.
Yeah, I was in a level 2, but you know what happened? In the handbook, it says that if stuff hits the fan, then yeah, level 3 and 4 yards are going to kill with gas. But that's assuming that the people aren't going to, you know, rise up and kill them and raid the army. Of course they are. If you have nothing to lose.
So this is your violent fantasy.
There's some small amount of truth to what you're saying, which is that when people feel they have no choice, they will resort to violence. Right. When they have nothing to lose, they will resort to violence. I don't know about this whole the world's going to end thing. People
it's
have been
end.
It, well, all right. they've been predicting it for a long time.
Well, let me be honest. Let me give you a practical scenario.
Okay.
How is it that our CIA and a few Mujahideen warriors were able to destroy the Soviet Union over there in Kazakhstan and Afghanistan? I know we economically paper-cutted them to death, but don't tell me that that's a coincidence. They believed it was an honor to die for Allah, and their family was getting murdered by the Russians. So they armed themselves and locked and loaded and said, enough. When you have a people, especially as selfish as the people in the United States, when you take away their convenience, don't tell me that the sheeple aren't going to, for the sake of self-preservation, going to go
well,
off. And that means the government.
I'm not claiming that one way or the other. I just don't see their conveniences
off.
Being taken away.
They didn't, by the way, in Hurricane Katrina. I'd like to remind you that
conveniences
were taken away in the area of New Orleans and the surrounding parishes that area. They did not have conveniences at all, in fact, and it was an evacuation zone, and yet people still stayed there, and they cowered, and they turned over their guns when the police came to take them from them. So
that's a very good point.
Yeah, I think it's just your violent fantasy, Pete or Chris. I think it's just your violent fantasy that you want to put out on the airwaves in the hopes that somebody else will do your dirty work for you.
Not at all. Here's my quote. My quote to end this is this. You know, it's the slogan for my magazine that I tried to Kickstarter called Militant Magazine. I'm going to put it on like Crowdfunder or GoFundMe now, but the slogan for our magazine called Militant Magazine is either you're for us or against us.
Yeah, good luck there, Chris Kringle, getting anybody to pay. Thanks for the call. Getting anybody to pay for a dying genre of media. Let's put money into a violent advocating magazine. Maybe there is money out there for that, but
I don't know.
Not going to get it from me because I don't support violence as a solution to things.
I concur that when people feel like they have no choices, when there's nothing left, that they will likely resort to violence. We've seen stories like that time and again of people going in and like shooting the city council and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's true.
These things happen.
It hasn't done anything to end the state.
Right. The rest of it just sounds like ramblings. I don't know. What is this collapse going to look like? I know a lot of people believe and want to prepare for it and that sort of thing. And I think it's a good idea to be prepared for emergencies. There's no doubt about it. But
well, in Venezuela, there were people waiting around blocks to get into stores.
That much is true.
Could look like that.
Yeah. The government could certainly try to implement price controls. But you'd think that you would, like, if you were going to spend time preparing to get away from some trouble, you could just, have enough money to leave the country if that's what you needed to do. If those sort of things happen in the United States.
Maybe they'll lock down the border.
But I mean, there's 4,000, 5,000 miles of border in the United States. There's a lot of border to lock down. Mm-hmm. Are you telling me you don't think you could get across the border? Let's not talk about the coast, mind you.
Yeah.
You don't think you could get across the border in New Hampshire?
I think you probably could.
They don't have enough people to line across the border.
Yeah.
And if it was really that bad, you shoot them and eat them.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I don't buy into the whole violence fantasy stuff that Chris Kringle likes to call about here on Free Talk Live. And
he's from a metropolitan area, correct?
California, somewhere, yeah.
In there. Yeah, so, I mean, it's more likely that collapse would be more disastrous in a metropolitan area than it is here. I know
that
when I lived in Philly, I could look out my window and pretty much picture the whole city bombed and people running in the streets and saying,
a horrible vision.
Me imagining, where do I have to run? How do I hide? Where do I bring food?
Where can
do I have
you,
a bug out bag? Yeah, and how do you escape? Are the bridges closed? And so those sorts of questions, I think, are more common for people in metropolitan areas. When I moved to New Hampshire, it was like, oh, things will be all right. I don't know how to get around, and I can't imagine they could close too much of the woods that I could escape through. So, it's just a difference of perspective, I think.
I can understand where folks like Pete/Chris Kringle are coming from, because I used to believe that violence was what it was going to have to come to. I used to prepare for that kind of thing. That's what I believed in. And then I moved to New Hampshire, and I changed my perspective on that because I was able to actually connect, I think, with the police here as human beings rather than just these anonymous, mindless automatons, which it's easy to forget the humanity of the police when there's so many stories of them treating people inhumanely. Being able to actually connect with people who work for the police, I think, has helped me see see that violence isn't necessarily the only solution, that we can achieve a better society through peaceful means.
And do we really have to get freedom through total economic collapse?
There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. I'd like to get it because it's a good idea. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Visha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free to bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about a man who has been sentenced to 37 years in solitary confinement. Now, he was already in prison, but he's now gotten 37 years to be alone in prison because he posted some updates to Facebook, which were benign. They were just updates about I love and miss my family, that kind of stuff. Nothing threatening. And it wasn't like he'd threatened somebody from inside the jail cell and used Facebook to do that. That, I think, would be one thing. But in this case, he was just, you know, posting friendly updates, and some local busybody watchdog group took notice of it, and they sent some sort of notice out via their website and brought the attention of the government bureaucrats to it, and now this guy's in trouble. You can share your thoughts with us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Coming up, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. We will be broadcasting live from the event, as we have done every single year from the Liberty Forum. It's a lot of fun always to meet Free Talk Live listeners and hang out in the hotel, which is going to be a brand new hotel this year for the Liberty Forum. It used to be in Nashua. Now it's going to be Manchester, which means it's going to be even easier for you to fly in because Manchester is where the airport is. So you just fly into the airport, go straight to the hotel, and you're there at the convention, which will likely bring hundreds of people together over the weekend who all love the ideas of freedom, and they'll watch great guest speakers and panel discussions. Free Talk Live will broadcast live there. Flaming Freedom will also be broadcasting live there on Thursday night. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. You can go to nhlibertyforum.com to learn more about the event. But here's how you get a free ticket to the event. you first of all have to meet the qualifications. One, you have to not be a Free State Project signer. So you have to have not yet signed up for the Free State Project. And you can also not live in New Hampshire already. So you have to live outside of New Hampshire and not yet be a Free State Project participant to get this offer. If you meet those qualifications and you're willing to pledge to go to one of the various different, you know, the panel discussions, speeches, gatherings, you have to commit to go to one of them. And the one you have to commit to is the one on Saturday at 12:30, which is the FSP questions session, where Carla Mora, one of the early super activist movers here as part of the Free State Project, will field any question that you have. You don't have to ask a question. You just have to attend the session. If you've got a question, feel free to ask it. She'll field questions about the Free State Project, answer some objections. And if you agree to go to that, just email me at ian@freetalklive.com, and then I will use your email to secure you a free basic ticket to the Liberty Forum. So go to nhlibertyforum.com to learn more about the event. And if you're ready to make that commitment just to attend that session, I'll get you a free ticket. So email me at ian@freetalklive.com if you want to take advantage. Make sense?
Yeah, what a deal.
Yeah, it's an amazing deal.
It is a great deal.
So anyway, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. James is in Jacksonville, Florida with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark. Hello, James.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, James.
Your last caller makes all of us look bad. I mean,
why does he make you look bad?
No, I'm just saying, you know, if you don't agree with the system, they automatically try to, you know, say that you want a violent overthrow or something like that. It's just crazy.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. I mean, just to be clear, the guy who was calling in is not a libertarian in any way, shape, or form, from what I can tell. And so, to me, he doesn't make me look bad because I'm not in that camp. I'm not in the camp of the people who advocate for violence. There are people within the liberty movement who do understand the ideas of freedom, who also think that violence is the solution. At least with them, I can have some empathy because I can relate to them better. But, yeah, that guy, I don't feel like he reflects on me at all. Especially when I'm here to answer him.
No, and when it does, you know, if it does happen, like he was saying, the cops are the ones that are most awake. The cops in the military are awake to what's going on. So, you know, when it does go down, they're going to be trying to protect their families and all that. So,
yeah, they're also armed and trained, you know.
Exactly. The reason I was calling, I heard the thing about the dude in prison and all that, and it just made me think about in Florida. I found this out recently that a lot of prisons in Florida and throughout the country are privately owned, and they have actual mandates through the state to keep it full. And a lot of the people that are in prison are in there for nonviolent crimes, such as selling drugs and stuff. I just wonder if they're just throwing the book at people that are already about to do a term and no one's really going to pay attention.
Well, just to be clear, the guy who we're talking about did not get 37 extra years in prison. He only received 37 of his remaining years that he has to spend in a solitary confinement unit, which I'm not saying that is a good thing or anything like that, but he's not staying for an extra 37 years. It's just going to be 37 years of absolute hell.
It's crazy.
Right. And whether or not the place is run by a private company seems irrelevant to me. I mean, either way, whether it's a private company or a government-run prison, they all want more prisoners to be in their prison because whether it's a government bureaucrat in charge or not, more prisoners means more funding, period.
Yeah, when it comes to most places that have private prisons have also the public, you know, government prisons, and they do have agreements with the private prisons that they'll keep them at a certain capacity and that they'll give them a certain amount of money per convict and all that stuff. All those things are absolutely true. Also, if you look historically at prisons, you'll find you know, that in the U.S., especially in the South, when harvest season would come around, that the judges would start increasing incarceration.
So they could go out and get slave labor.
So people could do prison, you know, the prison farm could have you know, more people to do the harvest, and then, you know, their sentences would be relatively short and that sort of thing. So these things absolutely happen. They rounded up people to do that kind of work. But at this point, I think what the real, you know, the real problem comes down to, the government has figured out that they can essentially hold us all, the taxpayers, hostage by having these people in prison. You don't want the bad people to get out. We got to build more prisons. And so they built more and more and more prisons. The prison population it's incredible, the jump from the early 80s till now. And it doesn't seem like there's any way to turn it around.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with a private-owned prison. I have a problem with a mandate with them working with the government, just like everything else. You know, it's like them working hand-in-hand together to take out the little guy, which obviously in this case is the prisoner. You know, it's just ridiculous. Like Rick Scott, he came out a couple years ago saying that it should be a felony to get caught with a weed pipe twice.
That's what happened. That happened in Florida. Just an FYI. Thanks for the call tonight, James. I'm with you there. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He's referring to a recent law that I think came out last year in Florida where if you get caught with a some sort of, not just weed pipe, but any kind of drug paraphernalia, you get caught with drug paraphernalia more than once, and it becomes a felony. So the first time it's a misdemeanor. The second time, it is a felony in Florida.
Yeah, well, we used to say in jail, there's a little saying, Florida, come on vacation, leave on probation.
They say that about a lot of places.
Return on extradition.
So, toll-free number tonight, 855-453. I don't know, Derek J., was there more to say about this poor guy who is now going to be sitting in a solitary confinement for 37 years? We pretty much covered that.
Yeah, I think we've pretty much got it, just that it's super bad that this is happening. The UN considers it to be torture, so why is the U.S. doing this? It's a matter of course for hundreds of other prisoners. He's not hurting anyone by posting to Facebook.
Right. Now, would you feel differently if he had posted a threat? If he had done something that was somehow...
But what kind of threat are you going to make from jail? Oh, I'm going to get him.
Well, you could say, I will get you when I get out or something like that.
Yeah, when I'm 85. No, I'm not going to take that seriously. You got to look at these things on a case-by-case basis.
Well, I'd say...
To be real, like, no, a threat from jail is not a threat at all.
So in the West, specifically California, prison gangs have a real power, even extending onto the streets. Mm-hmm. I don't know. None of this makes any sense. I'm
but
only watching...
prosecute when it happens on the
Agreed.
Streets.
Agreed. Absolutely. Oh, I think this is ridiculous. The idea of Facebook posts, it's nonsensical. If somebody would have posted... If, for instance, Ian, I maintained your Facebook account while you were in jail and it was a problem, and then over the phone you'd say, hey, I'd like to say this, and I'd say, type in, Ian says, quote, you know, this, and then, unquote, is that a problem?
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, should you stay in school? Derek J. says, no way. We'll tell you about it on the way. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, should you drop out of school? Derek J says yes. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to comment on that. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Mark, our tickets, they're booked.
That's right. We're going to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference in downtown Austin. Yes. What's that?
It's official. It's a done deal.
It's a done deal. There's no doubt about it. It's at the Moody Theater on March the 28th and 29th. There's also a little get-together on the 27th for those that arrive early enough.
Okay.
Keynote speakers include the world-famous investor, economist, and author, George Gilder. Also, IBM's architect of the blockchain technology, Adept Sambala Nair. He'll be flying in from India. David Johnston, Jason King, Robert Murphy. I'm excited to see Robert Murphy again. Vitalik Buterin, also. At Charlie Shrim, and many other speakers. They're still getting lined up. This is the biggest Bitcoin event going. I think it's the most important, too, because of the $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. This is an event where they give away $1 million to people who have different ideas as far as what to create in the Bitcoin space. And it's fantastic to watch those guys doing their hackathon stuff. You know, they're up all night. TexasBitcoinConference.com to get your tickets. If you use coupon code FTL, you get $25 off the $150 admission, making it $125. $25 of that $125 that's left goes to Sean's Outpost to help the homeless. It's really a great price. It's an amazing price to get for this one-of-a-kind event. And just go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. We were there last year. I'm excited to be there again. And I want to thank them so much. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Coupon code FTL.
Before we get into Derek J's story about staying in or dropping out of school, I've got a related piece from a website called AnarChant.com called The Truth About College. And, Derek, you went to college, right?
For a little bit.
I think that's true for all of us.
Ethan Glover writes, "This summer I'll be looking for a job in New Hampshire so I can drop out of college. I only have a year left, but I have yet to get anything valuable out of attending. My knowledge and skills are beyond what I need to get started in the industry I want to get started in. To be frank, I'm wasting time in school."
That's right. I'm glad he recognizes it.
He says, a sort of review of the movie Big Hero 6 can illustrate my issues with universities. It's a movie that happens to lie to children about the value of college. It lies about the kind of people that attend, and especially about the value of the professors who teach. Although Fred isn't a student in the movie, he's the representation of 95% of all college students. The idea that college students are working on world-changing products is ridiculous. Labs aren't full of things like zero-resistance bicycles and nurse robots. They're full of old, used, donated, half-broken, and obsolete equipment.
I think there are some labs where some of that stuff is going on, but not enough of it to sort of make it important in that way. I also... So when I say drop out of, I wouldn't give the advice to drop out of school unless you
shame
have
on you, Mark.
Unless you have a plan. Now, if you've got a school's a great place for people who have no idea what they want to do.
I don't agree with that at all. If you don't have a plan, you shouldn't be in school. There are so many people. I mean, I tend to agree that school's a waste of time, with a few exceptions.
I'm just still talking about high school. The free stuff.
I'm talking about elementary school.
Well, this article is about college specifically.
Yes.
So, Mark, I'm sorry. I thought your comments were about college.
I don't think you should pay to waste time. You can waste time anywhere. As a matter of fact, you could get a job and get paid to waste time. But, yeah.
You could take the money that you spend on the college paying to waste time and actually take that money and start your own business, or maybe make a down payment on a house to get yourself a leg up in the regular semi-free world instead of the world of academia. Anyway, going on here, he says they're full of a bunch of junk equipment, basically, these labs. And he says if you want to work on this kind of a project in a university, you're going to have to be well beyond in-class studies. Your knowledge will have to expand far beyond what anyone will ever teach you in a public classroom. To get in on such projects, you have to be self-taught. No one is going to help you get to that level. Professors don't act this way either. In 3 years, I've only had one teacher that bothers to put in the work to create his own homework and lectures. He's the only one that doesn't put me to sleep, and he's capable of making complex subjects easy, which is the definition of teaching, he says. For everyone else, I see nothing but laziness. My current linear algebra professor passes out 3 worksheets per day. These worksheets are the kind of fill-in-the-blank things you might be familiar with from middle school, where you just go through the book and copy down the key words that fit into the sentences. You remember doing that crap?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God, that was awful.
Well, I mean, school's full of
busy work.
Full of busy work.
Yeah.
And this is my wife and I, we do what we call family-directed learning. But it's a form of sort of unschooling. And
for your son, Jack, who is almost 7 years old?
Yeah, he'll be 7 in March. And what the idea is, and I think that this is so important, is that you don't remember the things you don't want to remember. Just think about it for a second.
Absolutely.
Think back to school and think about the things that you've learned. You learned the things that you were interested in learning. And what we try to do is we find the things that, because children love learning. The only kids that don't like learning are the ones that have gone to school long enough to be like, school.
And nothing kills the drive to learn more than school.
Yeah, school does. Now, think about this for a second, because really, I know this can be difficult for people to internalize. What school does is it disenfranchises you from the learning process. You say, now you are the only one who can teach you anything. We have established that, and I believe in my, at least to my mind. So therefore, what it does is it turns learning over to a teacher and says, you're responsible. You say you're responsible for your learning, but then you turn it over to a teacher, and it makes no sense. You walk away, you get a piece of paper. In many cases, MIT gives away its entire coursework for free.
Yep.
If college was worth it, you would go to MIT and you would learn all their stuff for free. Now, why? And many universities allow you to what they call audit a class. You could sit through a class for free. Why is it that we pay for? At that point, it's very, very clear that a college is giving $100,000 for a piece of paper.
That's right.
And our education. I mean, it's obvious. Our education system's so messed up. We need to do something, and everybody just says, somebody else will take care of it.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm going to take my kid out of it.
Well, that's all you can do. As far as doing something to change this gargantuan established system, that doesn't seem very likely.
No, that's what it looks like. That's the change. Taking personal responsibility where you can.
He says the only purpose for these things is to keep the class busy. There are no lectures to speak of. You show up, fill in a worksheet, and take the test.
Nice, huh?
This is something that anyone could do themselves from home by purchasing a textbook, or better yet, logging into Khan Academy. My professor for Android programming and operating systems has a habit of putting tutorials from websites on the projector. One of his favorites for Android is Vogella. Our current homework assignment, he puts quotes around that, is to work through this tutorial, which he then links to on Vogella.com. Apparently it's publicly available. So this professor that you're paying, apparently $900. He says anyone who would pay $900 for this class is an idiot. So you're giving this school $900 to sit in a class where the professor sends you to a publicly available website and has you do one of their assignments as the homework assignment.
If you want to learn something about anything, you can find out more by doing it on the internet. This is like, college is this old technology that hasn't caught up with the internet. You remember when people used to pay a ridiculous sum of money for encyclopedias? And then out came that the encyclopedia that was going to be on the computer. I can't remember what the name of it.
Encyclopedia Britannica?
Yeah, Britannica was the first one. There was one.
Encarta, Microsoft.
Encarta.
Oh, yeah, that was the one.
That was what. Thank you, Ian. I feel so delighted that somebody thought of this old thing.
Yeah.
It was such a big deal. Now, look, and you paid a lot of money for Encarta, but it was a lot cheaper than the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Books. Yeah, right.
Books and paper and stuff like that. And how long did that last? 5 hot years before something on the internet basically replaced
Wikipedia
it.
Destroyed.
Yeah. Wikipedia destroyed all this stuff. Now Wikipedia is bigger and more complete than any encyclopedia we ever had.
Yeah.
And it's changed the world. These colleges, I'm sorry, you don't need them.
Well, the funny thing about your statement is it's partially incorrect about colleges being behind the ball on the internet. It was actually colleges who helped launch the internet back when the internet was in its incipient stage.
It was their job to teach people.
It was a link between colleges, primarily, is what the internet was. Colleges, for the longest time, have had some of the best internet connections available. They're very, very fast on many college campuses, and there are classes being taught there that are likely teaching some valuable information. But what you're saying, Mark, is that none of the information they're teaching is inaccessible in other ways, that they are being outcompeted by the different venues on the internet for gathering information, and that all they really hold on to is this prestige. They've got the diploma and the Ivy Halls and the sororities and the fraternities.
All just a bunch of stories.
We'll come back with more here on what this guy says is the truth about at least his experience with college. And then your thoughts are welcome as well. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.